about to go down.
Burning your ears with another all-killer and no-filler episode of the best motorsports radio on the planet. It's the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. With your host, Jim Beaver.
Sliding trophy trucks, jumping razors, and dropping the mic at events across the country.
Amy Hood.
What's up, guys? I'm a professional fun haver, dirt bike rider, and monster truck driver.
With support from Polaris Razor, General Tire, Subaru, and Dirtfish. Hang on tight, strap in, and get ready to smoke some tires and lay some roost. Here's the man who carries a steering wheel in one hand and a mic in the other. Jim Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to the Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. Man, fighting through a few technical difficulties today. If you're tuning in live online, thank you. Sorry. My apologies for tuning in national syndication or on demand. You know what? Things are smooth as silk. You don't know any better. So thank you guys once again for tuning in to the show. And we have a great show for you today. Now that we've got through this, hopefully we don't have any more problems. But yes, we are locked and loaded here with episode number 364. And just check the calendar. And that means we are just about a week away from our 7th anniversary show. And what that means is I probably need to get to work booking some epic guests for next week. I haven't done it yet, mainly because I forgot that it was our 7th anniversary. So if you have some ideas on guest suggestions, I don't know. We'll talk about it in the next segment. We're running out of time already in segment number one. But yes, definitely looking forward to episode our 7th anniversary show next week. Wasn't looking forward to it until about 10 minutes ago, but boom, am now. So there you go. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. We've got a couple of great guests. My good friend Matty Brabham, you know him, racing Indy 500 a couple years ago. Now he is a staple in the Stadium Super Truck Series. Matty Brabham, he is going to be calling into the show today. We're going to be talking, silly season, SST, crazy high-flying off-road trucks. Doesn't get much better than that. And then we've got my good friend Justin Matney from RPM Off-Road. Mr. Matney, wow, what can you say, man? One of the biggest, I guess the super team of off-road desert racing. Anyways, he just wrapped up a Best in the Desert championship, and we are going to have him on the line locked and loaded here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. Going to be one hell of a fun show today. You don't want to go anywhere.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry. It's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Anywhere is possible. It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire's wide variety of tires for whatever it is that you drive. Whether you're looking for off-road capability balanced with impressive on-road performance or ultra-high performance offering all-season traction designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has what you need to get where you're going. General Tire, providing anywhere is possible with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
All right. Welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Yes, episode number 364, which means episode or seven-year anniversary show coming up next week. Never would have thought I'd be doing radio for 7 years. Actually, never would have thought I'd be doing radio, period. But here we are, almost 7 years later, still doing it. Probably well over 400 shows of this one. I think the other show were at like 150 episodes or 130. I don't know. Lose track. Whatever. But yes, we're doing a lot of audio content. So anyways, you know what the anniversary shows. The big numbers, like 300, 400, you know, yada, yada, yada. We like to blow it up, right? We like to get some big guests. So reaching out to you guys, hit me up on social media. You need to do it in like the next day or two, though, because it takes a while to book some of these big guests. But who do you want back on air? Guests we haven't heard from in a while. Maybe guests we have heard from in a while recently, but, you know, we just want to have them back on air. Anyways, would love to know, what you guys are thinking, man. Would be a ton of fun to have some epic guests on the show next week and kind of blow the roof off of things. So, I don't know. I got one for some odd reason in the back of my head. I feel like we really need to get back on the show, and that is Leah Pritchett. Had her early in the NHRA season. She took Top Fuel victory, but she's been doing a ton of stuff since then, and I feel like that was one of those, like, we did the interview. It was cut short. Like, I felt like there was a lot more left on the table. So I think Leah Pritchett, definitely one I want to try and get on next week. Love to hear your feedback, at JimBeaver15 on Twitter. So yeah, Leah would be fun to get back on. I don't know who you guys thinking. I mean, gosh, I'm looking down the list. I mean, we got Brian Deegan, Haley Deegan. Haven't had either one of them on in a long time. I mean, you know, they're always out there. Scott Speed, Travis Pastrana, Street Bike Tommy. Maybe we ought to bring him back on. He's always fun. You guys like his segments. I don't know. I mean, you tell me what's going on in your guys' minds. Who do you want for a guest? I mean, IndyCar, we've had Alexander Rossi on a ton, but you know, there's a lot of guys there. Hinch. We haven't had Hinch on in a while. We could get James Hinchcliffe. I don't know. Just kind of going down the list of, Supercross. You know, do we try and catch up with Ryan Dungey, see what the hell he's got going on? Levi LaValle. It's been a while since Levi's been on. I think actually it's snow season. Levi's a good one. Maybe we mix Levi in the mix. I think we could. I'm feeling that. So I don't know. I'm just throwing some names out there for you guys. So you tell me, 7 year anniversary show. Who the hell do you want to hear on air with me next week? You got a day or two. Hit me up at JimBeaver15. DM me. Slide into those DMs, I guess, as they say. Use the contact form on the website. But let me know, who do you want on episode number? Well, it will be episode number 365, but our 7 year anniversary show. Anyways, definitely looking forward to that, man. One of those things. I'm sure we'll talk about it a lot next week, just because that will be the episode. But I don't know. You know, it's just one of those. I look back at the start of this thing, and I've had a lot of people, you know, told my story there on Natalie Eva Marie's show. Definitely, actually, if you guys haven't already, I'm going to slide that plug right in there. Did an amazing interview with Natalie Eva Marie on her show on Podcast One. It's there on iTunes or Podcast One's website. Check that out, man. We talked about a lot that I don't normally talk about, and it was actually very, very fun to kind of get, you know, pulled out of my box a bit. Talked to, I don't know, it was brand building, crashing cars. Like, it was actually really, really rad interview. Tons of fun on that one. I think it's tracking pretty well as well. So go and check that out. Never would have thought I'd be here 7 years later, you know. Actually, after the first episode, if you guys actually go back and listen to that, it was horrid. Horrible. Never would have thought I'd still be doing radio, but here we are 7 years later. I think shows obviously somewhat decent, all right? We got a fun show today. Got a lot to talk about. Obviously, anniversary show coming up. We've pretty much wrapped up most of the major motorsports in this country. I mean, off-road is done, especially after that Best in the Desert race. NASCAR is done. IndyCar has been done for a while. NHRA is done. Supercross, we're just getting ready to kick that off less than a month. We will be talking Supercross silly season today on the show. We haven't talked a whole lot of Supercross, but it is time to start talking some Supercross. So that is going to happen today as well. But I don't know. The month of December is always the weird one. Snowcross obviously going on. We do have, for you off-road fans, Snore, a small organization, but they have a massive race called Rage at the River every year that pulls in like 400 entries. We will be talking about that at some point. It's one of those small races that blips on our radar every year. What else do we have? I don't know. PRI this week. They're in Indianapolis. If you're at PRI show, tuning in, thank you. We just had Off-Road Expo last weekend. I don't know. It's kind of trade show season, Christmas time. Got snowbike qualifiers. I'll be flying back to Minnesota for here in a week and a half. X Games snowbike qualifiers at ERX Motor Park. So that's going on. I don't know. Month of December is just always always the weird one. Definitely looking forward to this month and really looking forward to kicking off 2019, man. Seems like January 1, everything comes out swinging. Off-road kicks off, Supercross, KOH. Get rolling into, talking about pavement racing and things like that. It's like things get started in a hurry after the new year. So, yes. I don't know. Where do we go from here, right? I'm done talking. We got 4 minutes left in this segment, right? I don't know. That rarely ever happens on the show, but it just did, right? I'm just like, I'm done, ready to go to break. Oh, man, we can't go to break quite yet. So, yes, I guess now would be the time to throw in our good promo from our good friends there at GoParts.com. And Jim Beaver here. Listen, if you're driving to town and you need some auto parts, you're paying way too much. Ever since discovering GoParts.com, I'm saving a ton of money on parts. And believe me, I go through a lot of auto parts. You guys know this. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jim, they're online. How's the customer service? Well, I have the same concerns you guys do until I actually use them. And believe me when I tell you, their service is second to none. In fact, 9 out of 10 of their customers, that's 90%, said that they would not only use GoParts again, they'd also recommend GoParts to their friends and family. Look, they've been around for more than a decade. Man, longer than this show, right? So they know what they're doing. GoParts, this is why we wrench. And you know what? They did give us a nice little special bonus for listeners of the show. Their website is GoParts.com. It's Go-Parts.com. But if you go to Go-Parts.com/Jim Beaver, that is right, my name, GoParts.com/Jim Beaver. It's also on the website. We got a nice little link there. You guys are going to get a nice bonus off of your auto parts. So use that direct link and you're going to get a discount, right? So not only do they have great prices to begin with, they're going to give you even a better deal if you use go-parts.com/Jim Beaver. So check them out, GoParts.com. Good partners of mine. Actually, I use them. And, you know, a lot of people think with the advertising podcasts, like, oh, that guy never, they don't use them. I can tell you, I actually do. I bought a Mini Cooper. I guess we actually ought to talk about Mini Cooper, Project Mini Cooper in the next segment. But bought a Mini Cooper recently, $1,500, but it is the Turbo S model. Stick shift, turbo, rad little rocket, right? It needs some help. Need a new throttle body, trunk latch. There's like a laundry list of parts. And where do you buy Mini Cooper parts? You don't want to go to a Mini Cooper dealer and pay like 10 times what they're actually worth, right? I went to GoParts.com, punched in 07 Mini Cooper Turbo S, boom. Parts pulled up, click, 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 cart shipped, boom. Couple days later, at my door. Can't get any better than that. So, yes, Project Mini Cooper is coming. Yes, I, Jim Beaver, am a Mini Cooper owner. Don't laugh. You guys are going to want this car when I get done with it. Guaranteed. It is sick. It's going to be sick. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are going to take a short break now. And when we come back, we're going to be talking kind of about the off-road season thus far. Maybe talk about Project Mini Cooper and a whole lot more. We got a lot to talk about. Oh, and we got an awesome video of James Hinchcliffe and Robert Wickens that we're going to air in the next segment as well. So anyway, stay tuned here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor, and we will be back after this short break.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Are you looking for a place to push yourself behind the wheel and see how your driving skills stack up? Dirtfish Rally School is that place. Located on 315 acres of pristine automotive playground at the foot of the Cascade Mountains in Snoqualmie, Washington, right outside of Seattle, Dirtfish Rally School is a one-of-a-kind place where everyone from first-time drivers to seasoned professionals like Bucky Lassick and Antoine Lestage can push themselves to their limit. Whether driving the high-performance, rally-prepped, all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza STI is what you're looking for, or you'd rather hang it all out in the rear-wheel drive Subaru BRZs, Dirtfish Rally School has something for everyone. Classes are available from 2 hours to three full days and feature instructors with over 150 years of combined racing experience. Whether you're looking to become the best and get an edge on the competition, or just looking to freshen your skills behind the wheel, Dirtfish Rally School is the place to go. For more information on registering for classes, visit Dirtfish on the web at dirtfish.com, or to check out the latest happenings from Dirtfish, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dirtfish Rally.
For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And continuing on the show, and I got to tell you, segment number one was weirdly awkward today. I don't know if it was because we had technical difficulties to start the show or what, but I just feel like I'm not bringing my A game today, and that has to change. Like, I just feel like I totally have lost all listenership out of the box. So if you're still here, you must really like the show. Thank you, guys, because I got to tell you, that was not my best 15 minutes of radio to open the show. Just, I'm owning it right now, owning it for you guys. That was not my best, was not the highlight of my career. So just saying. But anyways, I was talking about Project Mini Cooper. I did buy a $1,500, it's in really, really good shape, Mini Cooper. It's got 100,000 miles on it. Got a few technical problems, check engine lights and such. Found out throttle body's bad. Bought some parts for it. Going to get it rolling. Vision Wheels sending me some 17-inch badass wheels for this thing. General Tire's giving me some performance tires. I'm going to wrap it. I don't know. Looking for your guys' thoughts. So the wheels I got coming are gunmetal gray, powder-coated gunmetal gray 17s. Car right now is like a bright-ass blue. Like, I'm not talking my rad, like, cyan blue. I'm talking, like, metallic, bright, freaking blue, Easter egg blue. Like, no, that cannot happen. I'm going to wrap this car, right? So what are you guys thinking? I'm thinking like a matte black. And I know matte black's overplayed, but on Mini Coopers, it looks really, really good. So I'm thinking matte black with these you know, gunmetal gray wheels would look really sick on this car. Like, I just want to make this thing like an evil, sinister-looking Mini Cooper, if that's even possible. But anyways, that's kind of my thoughts. But I would love your guys' thoughts on Project Mini Cooper. It's got an all-black interior, like black and silver interior. So interior's on point. It's all leather. So anyways, yeah, I'm thinking matte black with these gunmetal gray wheels. It would look pretty sick. But anyways, I would love, actually, guys, hit me up, you know, either DM me, tag me, whatever on social media, post up some pictures. If you guys find any rad Mini Coopers that you think I should replicate, and this is going to be a marketing car. It's going to be on display at some events and things like that. Like, I may autocross it as well. I need to talk to my good friend Michelle Miller up there at Dirtfish. She's got a Mini Cooper, and that thing is radder than hell. She's won national autocross championships in her Mini Cooper. Like, it's that legit, right? So I'm not saying this car is going to be anywhere near that, but I think I need to pick her brain for some performance upgrades. She kind of knows what the hell she's doing. I don't, especially with Mini Coopers. So all new to me anyways. But yes, I do have, I am an owner of a Mini Cooper, just another car to my stable that I probably didn't need, but I've always wanted one and now I've got one. So there you go. And it had a turbo and a stick shift. Like, who doesn't want a turbo stick shift Mini Cooper, right? Everybody listening in right now is like, oh yeah, me. Anyways, moving forward, yeah, we did have some rad news coming out of IndyCar. Well, one, obviously, Alonso and McLaren, they did that ride swap. They did that ride swap with Jimmy Johnson, and they just announced today that Alonso will be under Chevrolet power for the Indy 500. That is big. When he raced with Andretti, it was under Honda power. Alonso is sporting a Toyota contract for some endurance racing in Europe. So, and I think that Honda and Alonso and McLaren, that whole program did not quite get along quite so well. So, Chevrolet makes sense. And, I mean, Chevy's the defending Indy 500 champions, right? With Will Power and Penske. So, I don't know, not a bad choice. I mean, not that you can go wrong with either one. Both of them have their strengths and weaknesses, but, yeah, it sounds like Chevrolet Corporate is actually involved in the sponsorship too. So, I don't know. Should be kind of fun to see how that works out. Always going to be rad to see Alonso back at Indianapolis Motor Speedway and also running 24 hours of Daytona. But anyways, it was really funny. So I'm going to air this video. It's only about a minute long. You should definitely check it out. It is on Robert Wicken's social media. I believe Hinch probably posted it as well. But anyways, you know the iconic scene in Days of Thunder, right? Where Cole Trickle and Rowdy are in the hospital in their wheelchairs, and you know, they're going to that dinner and they start banging into each other and racing, right? So Wickens, obviously, he's doing better. You know, we think about the guy every day. I've you know, got the opportunity to you know, spend some time with Wickens out at the Indy 500, actually Indy Grand Prix this past year. Amazing dude. You know, but stoked to see him getting better. I love that Schmidt-Peterson is holding his seat until he is better to come back racing. But they filmed this video. It basically recreates the scene from Days of Thunder, and it's hilarious. I'm going to air it. You got to watch the video, but I'm going to talk you through it because I think it's funnier than hell. But yeah, so Robert's got his girlfriend. She's actually amazing, gamer, cosplayer. You should be following her on social media as well. And then Hinch, you know, Hinch has got, you know, being pushed as well. So I don't know. It's just a funny video. So we're going to hit the button here and play it. So it opens up with Wickens being pushed through the hall at the hospital. And yeah, we'll just air it. We tend to do this once in a while on the show. So if you're tuning in, listening to the audio version, you got to pull up the video because it's hilarious.
You know, I can walk on my own.
Well, while you're in this hospital, I'm not going to.
Oh, they just ran into each other.
I don't want to be next to this clown. Can we pick up the pace?
Hey, man, one drives you have to see the nurse, okay?
Oh, so Hinch and Wickens, they start pushing each other, or they start pushing the cars. And all of a sudden, the girls get lost behind them. They're pushing too hard. They're racing down the hallway. They're pushing each other into the walls. Oh, this is great. You gotta love these two guys. Hinch is hilarious, but Wickens is too. They go out the door. They're crashing into each other. They're in a stall here, just pushing and shoving each other, drag racing their wheelchairs down the hallway. Oh, Hinch got a sucker punch in there at Wickens. And then it just says to be continued. So I don't know. That was 60 seconds of pure comedy. I'm sure you guys are like, that wasn't that funny. Well, it's because you're listening to the audio. Go over to Wiccan's social media and watch the video. It's hilarious. And I'm kind of excited. I wonder if they're actually going to do it behind the wheel of the cars, because that scene got better. Well, you know, they do that in the wheelchairs, and then, you know, they get out to at some point, you know, they do the battle in the cars. Like, that's just epic. So I wonder if that's where this is going next. Anyway, it says to be continued. Good stuff. I don't know. I found that funny the past couple of days. And when I do, I share that stuff with you guys, right? It's what I do, man. I'm a giver. We'll tell you where to find the funny stuff. I spend way too much time on the internet looking at stupid, stupid crap. So just fair warning, you guys. Anyways, that was Wickens and Hinch. Obviously, you know, we got that big Alonso news coming out of IndyCar as well. So I don't know. There's a lot going on, man. It is definitely silly season in motorsports. You know, guys just looking for seats and rides. I know Connor Daly, been watching some stuff on him. He's actually going sprint car racing. He's going to be doing Chili Bowl, which is another one we haven't talked about. Chili Bowl coming up right after the first of the year as well, the biggest sprint car race in the world. And Connor Daly stepping out of his element. He's going to go race the Chili Bowl in a midget. So I'm excited to see how that goes. I guess he is going to be doing a race before the Chili Bowl. So he can, you know, kind of get some seat time, you know, so he doesn't look like a fool at the Chili Bowl. You got to bring your A game. And that's the thing about Chili Bowl. There's so many entries there. So many guys want to go. I mean, that is the Super Bowl of sprint car racing, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's one of the crown jewels of motorsports. I hate to say that, but it is. I don't want to say I hate to say that, but, it's just, it's one of them, you know what I mean? And so, everybody wants to go and do it. It's kind of like the Baja 1000, but you got to bring your A game, man, because there's some kids there that might be, you know, that you may have not even heard of, and they're going to show up there, and they're just going to just destroy you. And that's one thing that's so rad about Chili Bowl, and it's so hard to do good. I mean, one little thing, and it can take you out, and there's so, so many talented drivers, so many drivers in general. Just to make it all the way through that event, you know, just all the way to the main show where you can actually be crowned the winner is tough, right? If you just make the feature, you're you did damn good at the Chili Bowl. So, Connor Daly going to race the Chili Bowl. And that's one thing I like about Connor. I've known Connor for a couple years now. He's been a guest on the show a couple times. We've hung out at Indy. Actually, he and I had dinner together at Long Beach Grand Prix. Connor Daly, I mean, here's a guy who, you know, he raced the Indy cars for AJ Foyt. That program kind of stunk. I mean, like, let's not pull any punches here. Last couple of years, they haven't exactly been great. This year, a lot better with Tony Kanaan, but they had some struggles, right? And so I don't think it was on Connor Daly. We saw him jump in, you know, into in place of Gabby Chavez earlier this year and did quite well, you know, in his few starts. So obviously the guy's got some talent, but we've seen him this year jump into an Xfinity car. You know, went and tried his hand at NASCAR. Now we see him jumping, you know, into a sprint car, a midget for a Chili Bowl. So, I got a tip of the cap to a guy like Connor Daly who will go and race. You know, he's one of those things. I am a driver. I will travel. You know what I mean? Like, he just wants to drive, and you gotta love a guy like that. That is just a pure driver, just a pure talent, you know, who just wants to go and absolutely, you know, do the best he possibly can and, you know, behind the wheel of anything. And I know I'm very much that same way. Like, I'll put myself out there. I don't care. It was the first time I tried Terracross. That was horrible, right? But I just want to try and drive as many things as possible. And if it takes me pushing my limits, if it takes me stepping out of the box, if it takes me knowing that I'm going to be horrible to start with, but I'm going to learn and I'm going to get better and I can be competitive eventually, I will definitely try it. You know, and I see Connor Daly as one of those kind of guys, and I got to appreciate that. Fernando Alonso, he's another one, man. Here's a world champion who, Most guys retire and they just like, oh, yeah, you know, he's got millions and millions in the bank. He's like, no, I want to go do endurance racing. I want to go to Le Mans. I want to go to 24 hours of Daytona. I want to drive a NASCAR. I want to drive an Indy car. I want to race the Indy 500. Like, you got to give credit to a guy like Alonso. One, he's a world-class talent, but two, the dude will step out there. He'll put himself out there, and he will try new things, and he tries to progress as a driver. Guys like that, you got to respect. Same thing, Travis Pastrana, Robbie Gordon, very much cut from the same cloth. And guys like that, you got to respect because they love driving not for the money, not for the business. They just love it for the pure adrenaline of it, you know what I mean? And the enjoyment of it, you know? So you got to respect guys like that. Anyways, yes, we are going to take another short break. And enough with me rambling. I think we need to get a guest on the line, right? Yes, Justin Matney. I think it's time for Justin Matney. Well, Mr. Matney, he is going to be coming up next after the break here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. So hang tight. We got a whole lot more coming at you here in hour number one and hour number two.
Extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
Hey, this is Jim Beaver, host of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Getting down and dirty on the racetrack is all fun and games until it's time to get the dirt off. I know it all too well, which is why I partnered with MotoShield Pro, the leaders in nanotechnology solutions on the racetrack and in off-road to combat mud and dirt buildup on my vehicles. MotoShield Pro keeps us from taking unnecessary damage and spending extra energy on cleaning. No matter the weather or the surface, having proper protection on all my vehicles saves me plenty of reprep time in a sport where every second counts. Prep your vehicle like a pro. Learn more at MotoShieldPro.com.
Since 1970, Casey Highlights has been designing and manufacturing performance lighting for off-road and motorsports. Beginning with the legendary Daylighter up until today's revolutionary Flex, Pod, and Pro 6 lighting systems, Casey Highlights offers a full line of halogen, HID, and LED lighting solutions for your off-road vehicle. Looking for the best quality lighting? Looking for the brand champions choose? You're looking for KC Highlights. Find out more information at KCHighlights.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at KC Highlights.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268 horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305 horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my next guest to the line, good friend Justin Matney with RPM Off-Road, who just wrapped up the Best in the Desert Trick Truck Championship. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, it's good to chat. I know, I guess this has got to feel a little good. I know you guys kind of left Baja, I mean, at least you, wanting a little bit more, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we've had a great year in Best in the Desert, and it seems like since the score, we just struggled all year. So, we're building a new truck right now with Geyser Brothers, and we're going to be campaigning that one as well as our four-wheel drive truck next year in both Best in the Desert and score.
Well, and here's a question, because I didn't know you had a new truck coming. You guys have that all-wheel drive truck or the four-wheel drive truck, and, I mean, we know that thing in certain courses. I mean, that's a hot ticket. But do you feel like now, and, I mean, you look at this across all kinds of motorsport, I mean, there's a lot of teams who have multiple cars depending on the track. You know, you bring a certain, you know, it's that way in NASCAR, it's that way in rally. I mean, it's just that way across the board. Do you feel like off-road's going to be moving that way where – you know, depending on the course, you can have, you know, you can pull out one or two trucks, you know, depending on it, which one, you know, think might work better.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's our thought process behind this. So, you know, we've spent multiple years working on the full drive platform and getting everything dialed in. And now with that new big block motor from Dugan's Racing, we're getting a little bit closer.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's talk about this all-wheel drive truck, though. I know you and I have talked about it a bit. Obviously, that thing came out of the box. Now, you guys were kind of – well, I mean, there had been all-wheel drive trucks in the past. I mean, you guys weren't the first to do it, but I think you guys were the first to do it where it was, where it really kind of turned heads. It seems like now that, you guys have had this truck out there a couple of years, there's a few more of the all-wheel drive trucks coming out and things like that. I mean, what have you guys learned through that whole process? Because, I mean, you as a driver, I've driven a lot of all-wheel drive rally cars, and you just have to approach the way you drive them completely different. I mean, you know, what are some of the pros and cons you've seen with the all-wheel drive in the desert? And, I mean, you know, you're talking about building another truck now, and this one's going to be two-wheel drive. I mean, where are the places where you think the all-wheel drive kind of, you know, the two-wheel drive is an advantage?
You know, there's a lot of pros and cons, which we could talk about all day on the two-wheel drive versus the four-wheel drive truck, and different courses that the four-wheel drive is obviously better than a two-wheel drive, and then vice versa as well. You know, for the four-wheel drive truck, you know, San Felipe Baja 250 is just not going to be the truck for that. But they, you do a Baja 500, and as long as you're not going through San Felipe, it's a winner right there. But, the truck itself, it's a little easier to drive than a two-wheel drive. You can keep tires on it longer. I mean, we ran the entire Pahrump 250 without any flats, no tire changes, and the tires were still cherry at the finish line. So, I mean, you know, we can go all day on this. I mean, as you know.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people, you know, on the outside looking in, you think, it's all-wheel drive. There's more stuff to go wrong and things like that. But like you said, and I've learned just on the UTV side of things, I mean, you know, because we can run them in two-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. We end up running them in all-wheel drive all day long just because it seems like it spreads the wear and tear on the car evenly across the entire platform, if that makes any sense.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But, like you said, there is – there's a lot more components for the front drive line and TKs plus a front diff and front CVs to worry about. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You just got to pick your battles.
Yeah. Well, you know, and, you know, talking about score and Best in the Desert, you guys have been, you know, one of the few teams that, you know, have tried to run, you know, both championships. I mean, you know, how do you approach the different ones? Because I know, we know, you know, Best in the Desert is vastly different than score. I mean, there's no pre-running, or if they do, it's a controlled pre-run. I mean, you know, when you guys approach these events, what's the big difference for you guys as a team and how you go and attack these?
Well, I mean, you know, with score, you know, we normally spend quite a bit of time down in Mexico pre-running the course, going over the course, looking for different lines, and then in Best in the Desert, obviously, you just get one run at it. And that's not even all the courses. So, you know, you're really relying on past notes, you know, over the years that we've been racing. And, you know, Kellen Walsh does such an excellent job. And, you know, he's got such a good background for motorcycles. And literally, he knows most of those courses like the back of his hand. So, he is definitely a valuable asset to the team.
Yeah. Well, you know, and talking about, you know, the team, I know you guys, it's not just you, it's not just Clyde. I mean, you guys have always, you guys have always had a big program. And you guys have really, you know, hunted out young up-and-coming talent. I know, you know, we could talk all day long about AppDilly, but I know you guys brought Sarah Price on board, recently to run the 6100 truck. I mean, you know, how is that for you guys? Because you seem like you guys want to give back, you know, and you see these young up-and-coming talents who there's a ton of talent. They may not have the funds, you know, or there's a lot that goes into it, but you bring them on board, you know. How has that been for you guys?
You know, it's one of those things that we've always, you know, been looking for upcoming drivers, as you know, and helping, you know, give some of these people the right opportunity. I mean, Dolly, you see what he's done. I mean, 3-time champion score. So it's just unreal. But, you know, Sarah, she's an up-and-coming driver, and she's got a lot of talent. You know, this past year we had some mechanical troubles with her truck that we've got fixed and getting that thing ready to go for 19. And I think she's going to be a contender for a championship and winning a couple races.
Yeah, you know, and that's funny because she's a very close friend of mine, and just watching her times and watching her times, and, you know, it's every single race she's getting quicker and quicker and quicker, and she doesn't make a lot of mistakes, you know, and that's, you know, she's a very smart driver, and like you said, I think here really, really soon we're going to see her break through and get a big, big win.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Sarah came from a motorcycle background, plus pre-running with us and, you know, going on the course and checking everything out and just getting that knowledge, you know, is just invaluable. But, once we get that truck dialed in and get her comfortable with it, and she's going to be right up front all day long.
Yeah. So looking at 2019, I know, you know, before we went on air, we were talking about schedules and you know, everybody kind of seeing where things are adding up. I know one of the big things for, you know, for Trophy Truck guys right now is that new event there at King of the Hammers, that Invitational. I mean, you know, and that's like smack dab between Parker 425, the mid 400. There's so much going on. I mean, you know, how do you guys prepare and what do you, you know, what do you feel, how are you feeling about this Trophy Truck event? I mean, it seems like we're finally getting this premier event, a lot of money on the line, you know, that's going to showcase, you know, the trucks.
You know what? I think it's great. You know, I talked to Dave Cole about the event, and I think, you know, he's done an excellent job with King of the Hammers and promotions, and I think there's going to be another big push in the desert racing side of things for Trophy Trucks. So, you know, we're all in, but just like I was talking with a competitor this morning, you know, what's your plan for Parker and Mint and this new KOH race? And just trying to get some different scheduling lined up. So, I mean, you know, I don't know if you'll see some more teams team up for Parker and the Mint, and they, you know, kind of go from there, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a difficult year for sure.
Yeah, I think it's one of those you tell everybody, you know, starting about mid-January through mid-May, it's like, yeah, just don't, or mid-March, don't even plan on having a life. We just, you know, just plan on living at the race shop.
Right? Pretty much. That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, talking about all this, I mean, I know you, you know, you're one that, you know, in the past we've seen you jump into a stadium super truck a bit. You know, you've had some, you know, some success with that. I mean, you know, you guys obviously, you know, there's the whole brand side of things we'll talk about in a minute with RPM Off-Road and things like that. But, you know, with all this desert stuff and you guys kind of pushing the technology there and working hand in hand with the Geyser brothers, I mean, we're going to see you jump. I mean, has there ever been the inkling to take RPM into the short course world and, you know, and you know, possibly with a Pro 2, Pro 4 program or something like that?
You know, that's something we discussed with Rick, I would say probably 4 years ago, but realistically right now there's just so much going on with my life right now and Mr. Stacy's life, working on a few different businesses and projects that you know, we're pretty happy with the desert and we love racing in store and Best on Desert. They're great sanctioning bodies, and they you know, our goal right there is to continue to win races and continue to win championships.
Yeah. Well, talking about that and talking about RPM, I mean, I think a lot of people see the team, you know what I mean? But I don't know that they really understand. Like, you guys, you know, not only do you have the race team component to RPM, which is very, very big, you guys also have the business side of RPM, you know what I mean? And, I mean, talk a little bit about that, because I think a lot of people see our RPM and they're just like, oh, this is a big off-road team. I'm like, no, they're actually a big, big, you know, company that's, you know, that's selling a lot of product, doing a lot of builds. I mean, you guys, you know, I think a lot of people in the Southwest, you know, because you're not based in the Southwest, sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind, but you guys have a massive program going on back there.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I've got a great group of guys here, and we're located in Bristol, Tennessee, and we're always working on different projects, dealership trucks, Jeeps, things like that. But they, you know, our new website, our online presence has helped out drastically, but they, you know, you never know, we may have an operation come to the Southwest eventually.
Yeah, well, you know, I think with, you know, it would make sense for your brand, right? I mean, you guys have this such massive brand recognition here in the Southwest. Like, to me, it's like it makes sense to have a shop of some sort here, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's something I've discussed, you know, with my guys over the past few years. And they, you know, maybe in the next year or so, it might be something we do.
Yeah. So looking at 2019, you know, what are the plans? I know you guys this past year have run pretty much full-time in both Best in the Desert and Score. I mean, looking at, you know, 2019, I know you've got some of the programs like Sarah. She predominantly runs, you know, the Score series. You've run kind of both series. I mean, you guys kind of, depending on the truck and things like that, you guys go to different ones. What are we looking at for 2019 for RPM Off-Road as we speak? Or do you guys even have a clue yet?
Oh yeah, for sure. We've already done our scheduling about 2 weeks ago. So Kellen and myself will run the Best in Desert and Score series next year, and then Sarah's looking to run the entire Score series. Dolly and Clyde Stacy will be running the entire Score series. And what we'd like to do is throw a couple different races in there. You know, Sarah may do the Men or Vegas Torino, and Dolly may do the same. So realistically, we just have to sit down with Rick on prep and time and scheduling on that, to really see if there's an opportunity for us to throw those extra races in.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's funny because I've had this conversation with a lot of guys and girls, you know, in this industry, and talking about sponsorships and things like that. And you guys are a massive team. I mean, you know, and partners, you know, obviously are crucial to all these programs. I mean, even talking with Cameron Steele a while back, you know, I know you guys, you know, BF Goodrich for one of your amazing partners. But, you know, we were talking about it. And I'm another guy that, you know, my program is very much sponsor driven and things like that. But, you know, program like yours, do you feel like I feel like right now our sport as far as desert off-road, I mean, I feel like we're in one of the healthiest positions we've been at in a long time where, you know, you know, the recognition of what we're doing is there. And I feel like, you know, having that opening conversation with brands is a little bit easier than maybe, say, it was 5-6 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're 100% right, I think, Jimmy. And, you know, the economy's booming right now, and everybody's spending money. So, you know, everybody's wanting to get their brand out there, and they everything's looking great. So, you know, we've been talking to a lot of new companies for 2019 and hopefully get some other deals put together.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the time, Justin, man. Congrats on the Best in the Desert Championship. I know, you know, definitely worked hard. And, you know, I think Best in the Desert, a lot of people want to talk about Baja, but I look at Best in the Desert and, you know, and what it takes to win a championship there. And, you know, you talk about Vegas Torino and there's no chasing. And, I mean, prep is almost so crucial in Best in the Desert just because you don't have that access out on course. And I think anybody to take home a championship like you guys did in Best in the Desert, I think, you know, I think Best in the Desert Championship's not only won on the course, but definitely in the race shop, just because of, you know, there isn't that extra opportunity to work on the cars if something goes wrong.
Oh, absolutely. And guys are brothers. Have done an excellent job with my crew chief, Jeff Markoff. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job all year long with the truck. So, you know, we're very pleased, and we're just going to keep tinkering on it and getting it a little bit better for next year, and try and keep that number one plate again.
All right, my man. Well, I guess we'll probably see you. I'm looking, this is sneaking up on us, but a few weeks, we got the Parker 425 pre-run, I guess, here right about a month. So I guess we'll see you in Parker in a month, man.
Yes, sir. We'll see you in Parker.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Man, you want to talk about some guys that are class acts, the guys there at RPM Off-Road, and the guys are brothers. Definitely solid, solid people. And, man, they run one hell of a program, one of the top programs in all of off-road racing. And results speak for themselves. Always fun catching up with Justin Matney and the boys and girls from RPM Off-Road. Got to throw my friend Sarah Price in there. But, yes, we are going to take a short break here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. And, when we come back, I don't know what the heck we're going to be doing, but guaranteed it's going to be a fun time. Stay tuned.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor.
Hey, this is Jim Beaver, host of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Getting down and dirty on the racetrack is all fun and games until it's time to get the dirt off. I know it all too well, which is why I partnered with MotoShield Pro, the leaders in nanotechnology solutions on the racetrack and in off-road to combat mud and dirt buildup on my vehicles. MotoShield Pro keeps us from taking unnecessary damage and spending extra energy on cleaning. No matter the weather or the surface, having proper protection on all my vehicles saves me plenty of reprep time in a sport where every second counts. Prep your vehicle like a pro. Learn more at MotoShieldPro.com.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire. General Tire's Grabber X3 Mud Terrain Tire offers aggressive styling and is engineered for durability with innovative performance features that are ready to carry you through extreme mud, dirt, and rock-covered terrain. For extreme traction that's ready for anything and rugged styling to match, look no further than the Grabber X3 from General Tire. Make your anywhere possible by visiting GeneralTire.com today. General Tire, aggressive styling with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
Come to the island and rip it up this summer. Wakeboard Island. It's a skate park on water at Blue Water Resort and Casino. Check out the two-tower cable system that pulls you and your board over the water. No boats to watch out for. No fumes. Wakeboard Island is open to all skill levels with an open center section for beginners and for trick riders, a double side kicker in a 60-foot flat box. Wakeboard Island. The best ride this side of the Rockies. Adjacent to the River's Edge Cantina at Blue Water Resort and Casino on the Colorado River in Parker, Arizona.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
And we're back here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Just getting done with RPM Off-Road's Justin Matney, who took home the big Best in the Desert Trick Truck Championship. Next segment, we'll get to all our Best in the Desert results, brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. Before we get to that, do want to make mention, yes, I said it earlier, I'll say it once again, I was a recent guest on Natalie Ava Marie's show, the Natalie Ava Marie Show, coincidentally, with her husband, Jonathan Coyle. I did an interview there. Check it out. Lots of fun. It's over there at Podcast One or on iTunes. I will post a link up once again on my Twitter feed for those of you who missed it. Dropping Thursday, or depending on when you're listening to this, it's already dropped. But my good friend Spike Ferriston, he's got Spike's Car Radio. That show, I did an interview with that as well. It's dropping this Thursday. We talk a lot of things off-road and cars, so make sure and check that out. That's dropping later this week as well. He's got one of the top-ranked car shows on iTunes. Definitely worth the listen. So, yes, Spike's Car Radio, been a guest there as well. So make sure and check that out when it drops on Thursday. Also, head over to iTunes. Subscribe to the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Please subscribe. Actually, we've had some problems with iTunes recently. Nothing you guys did. The show's still there. You just got to punch in Down and Dirty. But for some odd reason, we've been taken off the podcast charts and the RSS feed isn't updating. Like, the new episodes are there, but I've got a change that's going to make the RSS feed better and quicker, and it hasn't processed. So I don't know. Show's still on iTunes. Hit that subscribe button, and if you leave a rating or a review and leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review, and I see it, I will follow you back on social media. So thank you guys that have done that and that continue to do that. And we're going to take a short break. We come back. Best in Desert results brought to you by General Tire here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Getting ready to roll into some Best in the Desert results, brought to you by our good friends at General Tire, reminding you that anywhere is possible. And looking at Best of the Desert, we'll just give you a rundown of our winners. Class 1000 winner was Brent Fox. Brock Heger finishing there in second, took home the championship. Class 6000, Josh Cobb. Big shout out to him and his dad, Jason Cobb, on that Trophy Light Championship. Trick Truck, it was Kevin Thompson with my good friend Harley Lettner, multi-time guest here on the show, behind the wheel. They took the victory there in Trick Truck. Justin Matney there in second. Sean Kroll, Steve Ologist, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Class 1500, it was Pat Dean with a win. Man, he's on a winning roll right now, coming off that big win there at the Baja 1000 with Cameron Steele. Now a win in Class 1500 at Terriblestown 250. I almost called it Superump Nugget 250. It used to be Terriblestown 250. Winner, Garrett Alfred, 1700 Jeep Speed. UTV Pro, our production, it was Mike Daly, Caden Wells, and Ryan McIntyre, 1, 2, and 3. UTV Unlimited, Brett Kaminsky, 6100. It was Steve Kroll with the victory there. Looking at UTV Turbo, Phil Blurton once again on top. He wrapped up the championship there as well. Sven Elstrom and Dustin Jones, 1, 2, and 3. Congrats goes out to Dustin Jones on a podium there. Rad dude. Mike Schaefer, 2,700 winner, 6,200 went to Tim Marquis. So those are your winners from Best in the Desert. And those results are being brought to you by our good friends at General Tire, reminding you anywhere is possible. And we've got, Best in the Desert, you know, taking a couple of weeks off, come back the first week of January, right after the new year. And we roll right into the Parker 250. I will be in action in Pro Turbo UTV. So no off season for Best in the Desert. Actually, our off season comes in the summertime. Take a couple of months off, and that's our off season for the Best in the Desert calendar. So, yeah, just crazy. They kind of stretch things out. Actually, Terriblestown going away next year. Pahrump Nugget 250 going away next year. So the season will end in October with Laughlin. So there's actually a gap. We may actually get an off season next year in off road. Crazy, right? So, anyways, yes, we are going to take a short break. We come back. We're going to be talking some Supercross silly season. So that's coming up here in hour number two. I don't know. We got Chris Leone calling in and Matt Brabham as well. So we'll be back. Take it easy. And 3 minutes, we're back for more.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Come to the island and rip it up this summer. Wakeboard Island. It's a skate park on water at Blue Water Resort and Casino. Check out the two-tower cable system that pulls you and your board over the water. No boats to watch out for. No fumes. Wakeboard Island is open to all skill levels with an open center section for beginners and for trick riders, a double side kicker and a 60-foot flat box. Wakeboard Island. The best ride this side of the Rockies. Adjacent to the River's Edge Cantina at Blue Water Resort and Casino on the Colorado River in Parker, Arizona.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
All right, welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, kicking off hour number two. And I just want to remind you about our good friends at GoParts.com. And if you're driving to pick up your parts, you're wasting time and money. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Mail order or internet ordered car parts. Like, Jimmy, they're online. That's crazy. How's the customer service? Well, I got to tell you, their customer service is second to none. And 9 out of 10 customers at GoParts.com will recommend GoParts to their friends and family. They've been around for more than a decade. And you know what? To listeners of this show right now, looking to buy some auto parts, they're giving a big bonus if you use the coupon code JimBeaver. That is go-parts.com/JimBeaver. Use that URL. You're going to get a big discount on parts. GoParts.com. That's go-parts.com/JimBeaver. And you're going to get a big discount. GoParts. This is why we wrench. Now we got some Supercross to talk about. It is silly season in Supercross, and man, oh man, do we have a lot to talk about today. And big news though in Supercross. This one's a tough one to swallow. Really, really tough one to swallow. But Weston Pike, you know, he finished, what, fifth in the championship last year? I think he was, fifth in the championship. Sixth. I'm looking at the results. Sixth in the championship behind Justin Brayton. Weston Pike, he was racing in Paris and had a bad, bad crash. Crushed a bunch of bones in his face, and I don't know, wasn't good, right? He's doing all right. Looks like he's going to be released from the hospital, I think, very, very soon. His prospects for 2019 Supercross, probably not going to happen. So thoughts going out to Weston Pike, his family. Monster Energy girl Kelly Cleland, she actually, I think, is that his fiance? I don't know. Thoughts going out to her as well. But Weston Pike, man, he's one of the guys you always he's always in the podium hunt. Tough break. So that is some big news coming out of Supercross. We hadn't talked about that quite yet. So, you know, definitely thoughts going out to Weston Pike. So, you know, where's that leave us with Supercross going into this year? Or 2019, we haven't talked a lot about it. And honestly, it hadn't been any massive silly season big news. You know, it hadn't been a whole heck of a lot to talk about. Obviously, you know, we just mentioned Weston Pike. You know, you look at, you know, I guess a couple of the big teams, right? Monster Energy, Kawasaki, you know, they've got Eli Tomac. He's definitely going to be one of the guys to watch out for. You know, he's coming on strong. This guy, he's going to be tough to beat this year. So you want to talk about, you know, them. But then you've got Joey Savacci, another guy who riding super strong last year. You know, they're going to be definitely one of the ones to watch. But then you talk about, you know, Red Bull KTM. And Red Bull KTM, their factory team, the flagship team there. Obviously, you've got Marvin Musquin, who is he and Tomac are going to be battling to the end, mark my word. But then you got Cooper Webb. You don't want to say he's the number two rider on the team, but Cooper Webb, he is definitely going to be one to watch as well on that team. So, you know, you got some of the heavy hitters there. Obviously, you can't talk about Supercross and not talk about Mr. Jason Anderson, who I am definitely looking forward to watching this year. So Jason Anderson, he's going to be another tough one to be beat. There hasn't just – the silly season hasn't really been that silly for Supercross this year. That's what's – so it's kind of weird about all this. You know, just hasn't been that weird. But I do want to mention one of the weird things. Honda, you got to talk about Honda. You got to talk about Ken Roczen. He's another guy. You can't count him out. You know, I think he's going to be, you know, he's going to be one of the tough guys to be beat. Anytime he throws his leg over a dirt bike, he is, you know, Roczen, he knows how to run up front. He knows how to win. This dude, I'm really looking forward to Supercross this year because I feel like we've got like five guys that can all take the championship and all take wins. And I think what that adds up to is one insane 2019 Supercross season. And A1 is definitely not going to disappoint. But talk about Roczen. He posted on Instagram. He's got a new sponsor. He's got a new endorsement deal, and it is Clinique. And I know you're laughing, right? I'm laughing. Ken Roczen and Clinique, right? Clinique makes, you know, makeup for women, right? Well, Clinique launched a men's line. And, yeah, it is called Clinique for Men, and they've got their new Super Energizer skincare collection. What the heck does the Supercross guy have, you know, endorsing Clinique, right? Well, I don't know. Ken Roczen, I kind of feel like he's a good fit for this, right? He's the guy that got the – he brought the swagger back to Supercross. I'm a big Ken Roczen fan because he puts it out there. He's like the Conor McGregor of, you know, he's the Conor McGregor of Supercross. You know, he's got that accent. He's been a guest on the show before too. That's another one we need to reach out to, try and get K-Rock back. But he, you know, he's got that swagger. He's got the accent. He wears the suits. You know, Conor McGregor brought the suits. He brought the swagger to UFC. Ken Roczen bringing that to Supercross. So he rocks the suit, and it's always a fun suit, you know. So you gotta like that about Kenny Roczen. Brings the suits, brings the swagger, got the accent, you know, bit of an accent. And, you know, he's rocking Clinique, right? Man, who better to carry your brand than Ken freaking Roczen, right? Here's a, you know, I guess there's a rad tie in there. Who gets off the dirt bike face all muddy, washes it, and then there's like Clinique. I don't know if I'm, we're going to have to get Chris Leone to chime in on this in the next segment when he calls in. We got a lot to talk about in the next segment with Chris. But yes, Ken Roczen signing with Clinique. So is that silly season news? I think that's silly enough to mention here. So yes, that did happen. And actually, there was a feature I saw, you know, recently, like, where the hell is James Bubba Stewart? And I kind of agree with you. Where the hell is James Bubba Stewart? That's the question, right? Everybody, and you know, it's funny. I do a Q&A, and that's always, what's up with James Bubba Stewart? Everybody wants to know. His Instagram, I haven't even looked at his Instagram. I still follow him. I don't know why. I'm just following a ghost. We're going to pull this up as we speak. James Stewart. Is he even still have a Instagram? James Bubba Stewart. James Stewart. I don't even know. I can't even find it, right? Bubba Stewart. How crazy is this that I can't even find James Stewart's Instagram account? Maybe, I don't know if he, and I follow him, I don't know, maybe he discontinued it. But last time I checked, he hadn't updated it in like 2 years. Like James Stewart, I guess, Antron Brown is good friends with Malcolm and James. AB told me, he says, James, like literally just concentrating on the family. Like I think he doesn't want to go out to Supercross events because he knows he's going to get the itch. I don't know that he thinks that he can ride at that level anymore. And so, you know, everything I've understood about that, I guess Malcolm's over at the house all the time. Antron Brown goes over there quite a bit. They're all still good friends. James is still on a dirt bike pretty regular. He's kind of gone off the grid. He knows he can't go back on the grid because he's going to get pulled back in, and he's made plenty of money, and he just wants to concentrate on the family now and things like that. So you can't argue that. I think at some point he's going to resurface. He'll be doing something on a dirt bike. I don't know, maybe he'll come to off-road or something like that, you know. You know, he's made plenty of money, and good for him. Like anybody that can just cut it off and go off the grid, like major, major respect to a guy like that who can do that, you know, because not many people can. And, you know, they always get pulled back in somehow, some way. Dungey's been doing pretty good with it. You know, obviously he's done a little bit recently, came back for, you know, Red Bull Straight Rhythm and things like that. But I think Dungey, he's doing TV commentary, but I think he's been pretty good about, coughing on the show. Never happens. But, so Bubba Stewart, man, got to respect that. Anyways, you know, I guess that's kind of our Supercross silly season. We don't have a ton of Supercross to talk about because there hadn't been a lot of news. But as it breaks, we will definitely be chatting about it on the show in the next couple of weeks, and I'm sure we're going to have a ton of it leading into the holidays and things like that. So we are going to take a short break. We come back, Chris Leone, we got some rally to talk about, Mr. Chris, and then Matt Brabham calling in later on in the show as well. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be back after this short break here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com. or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15%. Discount.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268 horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305 horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Hey, this is Jim Beaver, host of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Getting down and dirty on the racetrack is all fun and games until it's time to get the dirt off. I know it all too well, which is why I've partnered with MotoShield Pro, the leaders in nanotechnology solutions on the racetrack and in off-road to combat mud and dirt buildup on my vehicles. MotoShield Pro keeps us from taking unnecessary damage and spending extra energy on cleaning. No matter the weather or the surface, having proper protection on all my vehicles saves me plenty of reprep time in a sport where every second counts. Prep your vehicle like a pro. Learn more at MotoShieldPro.com.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here. Got Chris Leone going to be calling in here shortly to chat. But as we say that, I did some research during that break, and I did find James Stewart's Instagram. It's TheRealJS7. It is still there, just hasn't been updated since May 22nd, 2017, with the passing of Nikki Hayden. So James Stewart is still out there on Instagram. He just doesn't update anything. So I don't know. That was quite the search there, Chris. Welcome to the show. We got a lot to talk about. I don't know. I was going to ask you about Clinique makeup for men, or facial scrub or something like that. But Ken Roczen signed up with Clinique for their new men's skincare line. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on race car drivers and skin products, Chris?
Well, Jim, I don't know, because considering the fact that I didn't even go into male makeup when I had that Green Day phase in middle school, I couldn't tell you. But, you know, all sponsorship money in the sport is good sponsorship money, so best of luck to Ken for that deal. I'm sure he'll get a couple Derek Zoolander jokes here and there, but, you know, winning cures all ills, and it certainly puts an end to all jokes. So, you know, I'm sure that he is laughing all the way to the bank with a deal like that. It couldn't have come cheap, and I'm sure he's going to look good doing it. So, you know, a win's a win, right?
Yeah, I got it. Well, and I know this is for their men's skin. I'm sure it's like soaps and like lotions and stuff like that, which, whatever. You know what I mean? Stuff's probably a whole lot better than the stuff I buy at the dollar store. I don't know. Racing's racing, right? We'll all take money anywhere you can get it, like you said. So no knock on Ken Roczen, and he continues to dominate. Nobody's going to say a word. I would take that deal, guaranteed, right? We can make as much fun of it as we want. Clinique called me. Where do I sign? I can tell you that already. So, I'm a hypocrite.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, God, what was it? I think that the junior motorsports cars have all had Suave for Men decals on them in the past few years, and, you know, that's Dale Jr., and no racing fan in their right mind is going to mess with Dale Jr. You know, he's the patron saint of certainly stock car racing in the United States, and even though I think a lot of people have always seen Suave as a woman's brand, I mean, brands are malleable, though. You know, it's funny, you know, we look at racing from the past 30, 40 years, and one of the most iconic liveries, not that you ever see it anymore for, you know, obvious reasons, is Marlboro. And, you know, as my understanding is, Marlboro was launched as a woman's cigarette brand, and boy, did they take a 180 on that over the years.
Wow.
Man with the cowboy, yeah.
I did not know it was launched as a female brand, because I think the female ones, and we're talking about, I don't know, is it even legal to talk about smoking on a radio show nowadays? Like, we don't have any sponsors. How sad is it that I don't even know? Like, we're talking about it, whatever, I don't give a shit. Well, I didn't say that.
Well, we're not advocating for it.
Yeah, no, but I thought, was it Virginia Slims, a little teeny skinny ones, that, you know what I mean, that female cigarettes? Like, Marlboro, man, like you said, a 180. Now you got the cowboy and the Marlboro man and the tough and rugged guy. Would have never thought it was launched as a female brand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, hey, you know, it's like anything else. Things change. You know, you look at anything from bands, I mean, the Beastie Boys starting out as kind of a punk rock outfit and then, you know, becoming as legendary to the world of hip-hop as they were. I mean, you know how it goes. It's reinvention is the most important thing. I know we talk about it all the time, you know, in motorsports, and you've got to follow what's going to keep you relevant and keep you successful and keep getting that money in the bank, certainly. So, you know, you do what the market calls for.
Yeah, and that's one thing about Beastie Boys. I love – that's a great analogy there because, they're kind of transcendent. It's like, what are the Beastie Boys? Yeah, they're hip-hop, but they're kind of rap rock. I think the best case – study on all of this is Kid Rock, and I'm a massive Kid Rock fan. He started out as a hip hopper, then he went to rap rock, then he went to rock, then he went to country music, and he's good at all of it. That's the thing about Kid Rock. Like, he's good at all of it. You know, so it's like, what is Kid Rock? I don't know, which album. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I guess which day. And I guess that's case in point. You know, I get people ask me all the time, what do you do? I'm like, which day? You know, and I think, but you got to be transcendent in this business, right? You got to be able to do multiple things and do them halfway decently well. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. No, somebody asked me to write out a sample schedule of my day for them recently. And I said, well, which one of them? Because Tuesday looks totally different from Monday. And, you know, Saturday looks totally different from every other day and on and on and on.
Some days you're a writer. Some days you're a graphic designer. Some days you call into a radio show. It's like, yeah, which day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Some days I just want to pull the covers over my head and not wait until 2 because I'm exhausted. You know,
some days I'm a day drinker and some days I'm not a day drinker. I don't know. I just had to slide that in there. True story, though. I've actually become. I really appreciate day drinking now. Let's put it that way. I've come to appreciate that hobby. Anyways, moving on. We got a lot to talk about. I know we're gonna talk some rally. By the way, this being brought to you by our good friends at Dirtfish Rally School. Find out more at dirtfish.com. Use the coupon code JBDirtfish for 15% off. I know. So ARX, and I said this on our chat board. Our Facebook group. If you haven't joined that, listeners, please go and do so. Had somebody post up about ARX or Rallycross in general, and I said, you know what? I'm worried about Rallycross in the States. Obviously, GRC went away. ARX came in. I don't know if there's going to be any teams or cars. There's interest in drivers. I mean, everybody's interested in doing it, but I just don't think there's cars and money to actually do it, especially now with Volkswagen pulling their corporate backing. Scott Speed, he's switching to Subaru, which was a smart move on Scott Speed's part. If anybody's going to have longevity, it's going to be Subaru. But WRX now, they're coming under fire. You sent me an article with Granholm, Solberg, and Loeb. We're talking to the three heaviest of heavy hitters in WRX. Now they're putting pressure on IMG. Like, this is crazy times for Rallycross, Chris.
Yeah. No, it absolutely is. I mean, the phrase that I've been repeating to anybody who will listen, and everybody is probably annoyed to death with me about it right now, is this is like watching a movie of the past year of my life. These are some of the exact same quotes that were said about GRC before GRC went down. And I know that, honestly, you know, it's a bit of a different situation.
You there?
He knows it, but at the same time,
It just broke up there for a second. You're clear now, so.
Yeah. No, it's frustrating to see, you know, the shape that Rallycross is in right now in general. I mean, you know, I poured a lot of time, effort, and energy into it, and, you know, a lot of people poured a lot of time, effort, and energy into it, and just unfortunately the costs right now are not matching up to the value that's being delivered on any level. And, you know, it's frustrating. It's difficult to see. It's, you know, we all saw this thing that came to X Games a decade ago and we all fell in love with it. And, you know, just the way that things have gone, the costs have gotten elevated on every level. And, you know, I think that everybody really needs to take a long, hard look at their own contributions, and that's the toughest thing, because you don't want to, at this point, you don't want to push away anybody who is still willing to commit to the sport in any regard. But, you know, a situation like the one that Rallycross finds itself in right now is not a situation that is entirely brought upon itself by a single party, and I really do hope that everybody kind of realizes that we all need to do some soul searching and some reckoning on this thing if we want Rallycross at the level that it's been established over the past few years to continue to work. I mean, you could easily, and I know we talked offline about this, you could easily bring it back to just being a European deal, you know, and pack the stands, go to all these traditional venues, and, you know, be very, very successful there. And I think you'd have a lot of fans that would totally turn up for that. And then maybe you do one or two events if you can get them underwritten elsewhere. But, you know, I don't know if anybody wants that who is running at the world level. I'm sure that IMG have a lot of difficult decisions to make. But, you know, really the sport, the way that the sport has been built over the past years, unfortunately, it just, it really seems unsustainable right now. And it's a shame because these are some of the coolest race cars that I think have ever been built. You know, 600 horsepower, 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds, or 0 to 100 kilometers an hour for our European friends. You know, they are just amazing pieces of machinery. I got a ride in one once, and it was unlike anything else I think I'll ever experience. But, you know, we poured so much into the infrastructure of the vehicles, and just the infrastructure everywhere else seems to not have grown at the pace that it needs to be able to support these things. It's almost the equivalent of trying to run Formula One cars, it seems, on like half-mile bull rings at this point. You know, just in terms of, speaking as an analogy, in terms of the car technology and sort of everything else that's been built around it, you know, everything else kind of needs to catch up for us to be able to justify those operating costs. And unfortunately, I think, as we've seen in motorsports in general, everywhere, when you try to get people to cut back on costs on their own, they revolt, whether it's best for them or not. And I think that's kind of what we've seen as well.
Yeah, I completely agree, Chris. And I know you and I could talk for days on this, but we're coming up against a break. We got Matt Brabham coming up here in the next segment. But I appreciate the time, Chris. And yeah, we'll definitely have to do it again soon. And I got some more ideas on this, but we got to go to break. So thanks, Chris. And we'll be back after this on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels, the Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next cat-back exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Since 1970, Casey Highlights has been designing and manufacturing performance lighting for off-road and motorsports, beginning with the legendary Daylighter up until today's revolutionary Flex, Pod, and Pro 6 lighting systems. Casey Highlights offers a full line of halogen, HID, and LED lighting solutions for your off-road vehicle. Looking for the best quality lighting? Looking for the brand champions choose? You're looking for KC Highlights. Find out more information at kchighlights.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at KC Highlights.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my good friend Matt Brabham to the line, who I thought, you know, we were texting before we had you on, Matt. I thought you wrapped up the championship, and you said there's kind of like there's an asterisk there, like it's kind of, but not really yet. So what's going on?
How's it going? Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the goal for this year for me is to try and win the Super Truck Championship. And, yeah, we got one more race, I believe, which is going to be in Mexico City. So, yeah, we got one more race, and I think the way the points work out, it'll probably go down to that last race. But I certainly have a good advantage coming out of this weekend, and, yeah, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, that's the goal, and at the moment, yeah, can't 100% confirm, but I think it's going to go down to the last race.
Yeah. Well, you know, SST is the weird series where you can't, even if you're, you know, you're points hunting like you are at this point, you can't lay up. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to sit back and I'll take a fifth place. Like, you just, the way the series is laid out and the way Robbie has it, like, there's no laying back and just taking the points. Like, everybody is pushing 100%. And I mean, it makes it really, really tough to win a championship. I mean, you know, because you know, like, you know, the way these trucks are, you got to drive them 100%, which means there's a really good chance that you could wad one up or something like that, or take yourself out of the race. But at the same time, you're thinking about the championship, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way it's structured. I mean, in every form of the series, whereas the trucks, the racing, you know, the way you qualify and start the race at the back, and then all the championship points, it's just you never really quite know how it's going to play out. And there's so many opportunities to win and, you know, go out with all the glory or lose. You know, it's definitely a crazy system, and it's fun. You know, it creates entertainment, and you never know, you know, no one has it easy. They can't just kind of cruise around and win everything and win the championship, because, you know, there's passing points, there's bonus points for fastest lap, there's points for leading the race. So, you know, if you start up front and win the race easy, the best points. So you never know what will happen. You know, there might be an incident where someone starts in the back and passes a whole bunch of cars and gets heaps of bonus points and gets some good points to championship. So yeah, you never know exactly what's going to happen, and never play it easy, because, you know, you get bit for that, which is kind of a little bit, you know, I wasn't playing it easy last year, but, you know, I missed out on the championship by one point, and that was heartbreaking. So yeah, I'm hungry to win this year, and just throwing at me, I'm trying to, you know, deal with it and just do the best I can and win and come out on top.
Yeah. Well, that being said, how has this series been for you? Because I know, like, a place like Glen Helen, I mean, this was all dirt. This caters to a guy like, you know, Sheldon Creed or Robbie, or, you know, some of these kids that were Jarrett Brooks. I know he was in the field as well, that were brought up, you know, racing short course style off road, you know. And I know you did really well this weekend at Glen Helen, but I mean, that's been kind of a process. I mean, you know, I would think a guy like you, you know, someplace like Long Beach, that's where Matty Brabham's just going to kill it. You know what I mean? But how has it been for you learning this whole dirt side of things?
Oh, it's been insane. I mean, the guys like Jared, as you said, and Sheldon and Robbie, and, you know, Blade was really good this weekend too. I mean, they're just insane on tracks like this. And, you know, I'm certainly all new to it, but I'm getting better, but I'm definitely not on the level, you know, of Sheldon and those guys. When they come out to play on tracks like this, it's just unbelievable watching them. And, you know, I'm certainly getting closer and closer to keeping up with them and putting on some good races with those guys. But, you know, I'm not racing dirt all year, and I've definitely got some learning to do. But I mean, the track we had this weekend was insane. Like, I think it's one of the craziest ones we've ever been on. You know, we raced on a motocross track, and we're getting, you know, higher than the motocross guys were. You know, we're jumping in between whoops and then, you know, clearing tabletops and stuff. So, you know, that was just crazy to me. And when you watch, you know, the top guys go out and, you know, just tear up the track and, you know, send it and clear doubles and triples in a truck, I mean, it's just unbelievable to watch. And, you know, certainly I went out there with the goal of finishing and making sure I didn't break the truck. And, you know, I managed to come out with the overall weekend, but, you know, it wasn't because I was fast and I was beating those guys. It was just because I survived, really. So, you know, certainly if those guys had held up and they'd been a little bit more reserved, they probably would have beaten me. But, I mean, I was just lucky. I was going for the championship and I survived and managed to get the overall win and finish second both days. But, I mean, those guys were definitely running faster lap times than I was. And it was just crazy to watch.
Yeah. How is it when you show up to one of these tracks too? I know there was a gap jump there, Glen Helen. We've seen some gap jumps, you know, through SST over the years. You know, how is it when you show up and there's a gap jump? I mean, cause like I've jumped gap jumps and razors and stuff like that. And, you know, and I like to say I know dirt pretty well, but there's still a little bit of a pucker factor the first time you hit it. It's like, I mean, it's a little nerve wracking. How's a guy from like you, you know, especially like the first time you were to hit a gap jump in an SST truck, part of you has got to be like questioning, like, am I really going to do this?
Oh yeah, I mean it's insane. I mean definitely, you know, the gap jumps we've had over the years have been crazy, and you know, I've gotten used to them a little bit because we've had quite a few over the last couple of years that I've been racing. But certainly the pucker factor, even on the first jump I ever hit in a super truck, I mean I was definitely you know, scared and a little worried, and you know, it was definitely crazy. But no, I'm getting used to it. But the gap jump this weekend, I mean, that was almost like the easiest of the jumps. You know, we had the trucks going all the way up Mount St. Helen at Glen Helen Raceway. And, you know, that's like pretty crazy to see the trucks do that. And then we came flying down the hill. And then we did some of the jumps that the motocross guys do over the back. And honestly, those were way more pucker factor and scary for me than the gap jump. The gap jump, even though it's crazy, was almost the easiest thing this weekend. You just kind of jumped over that, and you know, we've done so many of those before that was easy. But the motocross stuff that we were hitting with the trucks was just like crazy. I mean, it was so good to watch, and you know, there's so many highlight videos of the guys coming out of the weekend just going crazy over those jumps and getting all sideways and crooked and just absolutely sending it. So yeah, it was pretty cool to see that.
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing that always got me about SST is not necessarily the jumps on dirt, but what you guys are doing like at Long Beach or at any of the, you know, the pavement tracks. Like, I mean, you guys are taking these trucks at 100-plus miles an hour, and you're just driving into these steel ramps. And, I mean, it's just crazy because it's just so abusive when you hit them, and the trucks just, I mean, they just launch. And, I mean, it's over the top of the catch fencing and everything else. Like, to me, that's what's madness.
Oh, yeah, it was insane. And this weekend, like, with the racing, there's just parts flying everywhere, and you know, people were jumping over the top and going crazy and shoving it down the inside. And, you know, I don't think any truck looked good. You know, maybe I think mine was probably the best looking truck at the end of the weekend. But I mean, everyone was missing body panels. You know, they were throwing it around the track. You know, Sheldon was going full like air and then two wheels and landing and, you know, getting all crossed up and still somehow managing to keep it straight. But I mean, it was an awesome weekend. And the trucks, I mean, there's built so hardy that you can kind of really get away with those hard racing where you just kind of door someone out the way and throw it down the inside. And you know, it's definitely different to like my off open wheel background where, you know, if you touch wheels, that's the end of your weekend. So it's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, and I know you know, obviously we're talking SST, but here a couple of weeks ago you went down to Baja too, correct? I know you shot me a text before you were going down there. I wasn't down there this year, but how was your first experience down there in Baja?
Yeah, it was mental again. I mean, it's just this off-road world to me is like the Wild West. I think that's like the best way to describe it. But it's kind of like the old school, like good crazy racing that, you know, you used to hear. I grew up hearing about stories, and you know, I had so much fun down in Baja. It was really cool to be a part of that. You know, obviously Robbie had me on board with the Textron, you know, side by sides and the UTV. So yeah, I was there the whole week pre-running and hanging out with all those guys. I was with Cole Potts most of the time pre-running with him. And then obviously in the race, we didn't have the best of luck. So, you know, it didn't end too well. But, you know, certainly the whole week leading up to that and being involved with all those guys was so much fun. And yeah, I think I'll hopefully get into some more races with those guys and see how it goes. But, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was so cool to be down in Baja and racing on, you know, those roads and hills. And, yeah, it's definitely crazy. You've got to be careful for sure.
Yeah. Well, I know it's funny, you know, hearing your first experience. I talked to Alex Rossi, and, you know, he had his first experience down there. And it's like, you know, you're talking about what you're talking about. He is, too. And it's like it's the Wild West. And, you know, it reminds me almost of like IndyCar. We're talking, you know, in the 60s and, you know, and things like that, where guys, it was like they brought their own homemade cars and contraptions to Indy. And, you know, it was like the Wild West there of open wheel racing. You know, I feel like you open wheel guys, you know, that you guys can kind of draw something from that. It's like, oh, this is how IndyCar used to be, you know.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and less rules and regulations, and obviously, you know, people having fun and just bringing anything out there. And you know, it was just a joy to be a part of the race. I mean, that's obviously it's a little bit more serious and professional in IndyCar, and it's more serious and professional in off-road, but yeah. It's just got that X factor to it where it's wild and crazy, and it's still kind of, you know, you create your own way and path, and you just kind of do it yourself, and you can certainly be stranded out there all night or all day or for days, but it's definitely rewarding for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, talking about, you know, obviously SST and what's to come, looking at 2019, I know you and I, before we jumped on air, we were talking a little bit about silly season and sponsor budgets and things like that. I mean, do you have any idea what 2019 is looking like for you, possibly back in SST, maybe something else in the works? I mean, what, you know, obviously you're going to be employed somewhere, I'm hoping, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to race for food, and it's getting harder and harder in motorsport, as you know, so... You know, I'm just everything that I can do. I've been in so many different cars in my career that I feel like I can pretty much jump in anything. And if I'm given the right opportunity, I can succeed. So, you know, I think that's been good for me in opening my opportunities. Obviously, the Super Trucks has been a whole new thing for me. And I think I'll be able to do that again next year. So that's all set. So I'll be back for sure. You know, obviously, I'm working on some other stuff. IndyCar is the constant battle for me that I haven't been 100% successful in getting all the sponsorship and doing the stuff that I really want to do. Obviously, the 500 is, you know, the number one goal and what I want to win. And that's the be-all and end-all for me. So I'm always working towards that. And then the Super Trucks have been awesome as fun as well. So I've got the Super Trucks set in stone, and then I'm just working on IndyCar, sports car stuff, and some supercar stuff in Australia. But, you know, all that is dependent on funding. And at the moment, you know, what I've got locked in is the Super Trucks, and anything on that is a bonus. And as you know, it's pretty tough to get all that stuff together. So I'm working on it every day and just hoping it all comes off. But, you know, I'm still quite content, and, you know, I'm having fun and I'm making a living out of it. So I can't really complain. There's certainly a lot of guys that aren't in that same situation. So I'm very happy with where I'm at, but obviously still pushing for more things, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, and talking about Stadium Super Trucks and running with IndyCar and Indy, I mean, you know, has that been a help for you? Because you're at a lot of the same events as IndyCar, so it's keeping your name out there. It's at least keeping you around the paddock, you know. And I know, like, every time there's an opening with an IndyCar seat, whether it be at the Indy 500 or road course, I mean, I get the same emails and the same rumor mills, and I'm sure you're subscribed to the same newsletters. Like, your name is always right there. Like, it's not like you're forgotten about, because your name, there's a list of like 5, 6, 7 guys, and your name is always on that list, like pegged where, oh, this guy could potentially slot into the seat.
Yeah, I mean, I actually still have my IndyCar seat that I use sitting in my basement, you know, just in case it's all last minute. I don't even need a seat. I can just throw my seat in and be ready to go. But yeah, I mean, it's good to be around all that stuff. And, you know, it only helps to be involved in the circles and keep talking with the same people and the team owners and stuff and be front and center. You know, you just got to keep beating on the door and one day you'll break it down. So that's what I'm, you know, it's been good to be a part of that. And Robbie's been a huge help for me and kind of keeping all that stuff going. You know, if I didn't have the Super Trucks, you know, I'd probably just be sitting at home, you know, working on sponsorship proposals and that's it. So, you know, I'm very grateful for all the stuff and obviously the sponsors that support me at the moment, you know, DeVilbiss, Hawk, and, you know, the Australian partners that I have with Boatworks and Preston Hire and Gail, you know, they've been really good at help, and, you know, we're just growing those relationships, you know, bringing on new ones. And yeah, if I'm around the IndyCar paddock, you never know what will happen. So if my name's always on that list, and you know, that's all I can do. And you know, one day, you know, they might all pay off.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the time, Matt. I know you were getting ready to hitch a flight, go back to Australia for the holidays, but always fun catching up, and I'm sure we'll run into each other at a few events this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't wait, for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Matty. And we will be back after this on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com, or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor.
Hey, this is Jim Beaver, host of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Getting down and dirty on the racetrack is all fun and games until it's time to get the dirt off. I know it all too well, which is why I partnered with MotoShield Pro, the leaders in nanotechnology solutions on the racetrack and in off-road, to combat mud and dirt buildup on my vehicles. MotoShield Pro keeps us from taking unnecessary damage and spending extra energy on cleaning. No matter the weather or the surface, having proper protection on all my vehicles saves me plenty of reprep time in a sport where every second counts. Prep your vehicle like a pro. Learn more at MotoShieldPro.com.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports. The sound of the racetrack. And the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next cat-back exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Come to the island and rip it up this summer. Wakeboard Island. It's a skate park on water at Blue Water Resort and Casino. Check out the two-tower cable system that pulls you and your board over the water. No boats to watch out for. No fumes. Wakeboard Island is open to all skill levels, with an open center section for beginners and for trick riders, a double side kicker in a 60-foot flat box. Wakeboard Island. The best ride this side of the Rockies. Adjacent to the River's Edge Cantina at Blue Water Resort and Casino on the Colorado River in Parker, Arizona.
For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
All right, and we're back here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, to wrap things up. Thank you guys for tuning in. Big thanks to Matt Brabham and Justin Matney, as well as Chris Leone, for calling in. I know it's kind of a weird mood show today, but anyways, I guess our 7-year anniversary show coming up next week. Make sure and hit me up if you've got some guest suggestions. We'd love to get them locked and loaded here on the show, and kind of roll with some epic interviews for our 7-year anniversary show. So thank you guys once again for tuning in. Make sure and head over to That's iTunes. Hit that subscribe button to the show. If you haven't already, please do that. Make sure and check out my other show, Project Action, as well, and subscribe to that. Leave a rating or review. They definitely help out. And if you leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review, I will follow you back on social media. Speaking of social media, it's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. Website's downanddirtyshow.com. And you want a discount at Dirtfish? It's JB Dirtfish for 15% off. Big thanks to Polaris Razor, General Tire, Subaru, Vision Wheel, KC Highlights, Gibson Exhaust. Once again, Dirtfish, Optimus, MotoShield Pro, Blue Water Resort and Casino, and our good friends at GoParts.com. Don't forget, it's go-parts.com/Jim Beaver, and they'll get you locked and loaded for some discounts on your next order of auto parts. PRI show going on this week and weekend. Also got the X Games Snowbike Qualifier. Be sure and watch my social media for more info on how to tune in and watch that on the internet. Also got Snow Rage at the River coming up, some Snowcross, and then Best in the Desert Parker 250. So lots of events. We will cover them all for you. Thanks for tuning in. Be safe. As always, game on.